Hey, welcome. Before you do anything else, just stay here for a moment. If you feel tired, stressed, or confused today, this talk is for you. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to listen.
Hi, I'm Daniel. We're really happy you're here with us today.
I'm Maya, and today we want to talk about something very simple, but very powerful. It's about not reacting too fast.
Yes, about those moments when your feelings jump out before you think.
Like when something small happens and suddenly your whole day feels broken.
Maybe a message feels cold. Maybe someone doesn't reply. Maybe you make a small mistake in English.
And inside your head, a loud voice says, "Oh no, I did something wrong," or "This is bad," or "I should stop trying."
If this sounds like you, listen carefully. Nothing is wrong with you. You are human.
Having feelings is normal. Everyone has them. The problem starts when feelings control everything.
Yes, when feelings are in control, they decide your words, your actions, and sometimes your future.
It's like letting emotions drive a car. They drive very fast, they don't look at signs, and sometimes they crash the day.
Exactly. And later you think, why did I say that? Or why did I react like that?
So today, we are not saying don't feel anything. That's impossible.
We are saying feel everything, but choose your reaction.
That skill is called self-control. Self-control means you can stop for a moment, even when emotions are strong.
You still feel angry, you still feel sad, but you don't let those feelings speak for you.
Maybe you feel upset at work. Instead of shouting, you breathe first.
Or you feel shy in English. Instead of going silent forever, you try one small sentence.
That is self-control. Not cold, not hard, just aware.
And the good news is, this skill can be learned.
Let's start with something we all know. Morning problems.
Ah, yes, mornings.
Storytelling tone. Imagine this. You wake up tired, your body feels heavy, your mind feels slow.
And the first thought is not, today will be amazing. It's more like, five more minutes.
Exactly. Then something small goes wrong. Your phone battery is low, a message feels rude, the bus is late.
And suddenly your brain says, that's it, today is bad.
One small thing tries to destroy the whole day.
Many people stop right there. They give up on the day.
But here is something important. Successful people feel this too.
They feel lazy. They feel annoyed. They feel tired.
The difference is what they do next.
They don't wait for a perfect mood. They do one small action.
Maybe they study English for 5 minutes. Maybe they send one email. Maybe they clean one small thing.
This is called being relentless.
Relentless means you keep going, even when you don't feel like it.
Not fast, not perfect, just steady.
You say, I feel bad, but I will still show up a little.
And that small action sends a message to your brain.
It says, I am stronger than this moment.
And when you repeat this many times, something changes.
You start to look calm on the outside, even if inside you feel nervous.
This is called being composed.
Composed means calm and in control. Not frozen, not fake.
Like smiling in a meeting while your heart beats fast.
Yes, calm face, busy heart.
And that's okay.
So remember this first idea. You don't need motivation first, you need action first.
Small action, every day.
Even 5 minutes matters. Even one step matters.
Now let's talk about another big problem.
What happens when one bad moment tries to ruin everything?
Ah, yes, the everything is bad now feeling.
Think of your day like a house, many rooms.
One room for work, one for family, one for learning English, one for rest.
Sometimes one room gets messy.
Maybe work is stressful in the morning.
But that doesn't mean every room must be messy.
One bad moment is not a bad life.
Many people carry the bad feeling everywhere.
like wearing a wet jacket all day.
At home, at work, with friends.
This is where resilience helps.
Resilient means you fall, but you stand up again.
Bad morning, better afternoon.
You close one door and open another.
You don't erase the day, you reset part of it.
You take practice and kindness to yourself.
You won't do it perfectly, and that's okay.
So for now, remember this. Feel your feelings, but don't let one moment decide everything.
In the next part, we'll talk about reactions at work, with people, and how to pause before words come out.
If you're ready to continue, just tell us. Welcome back. Let's keep going together.
Yes, take a small breath. We're right here.
In the first part, we talked about mornings, small problems, and not letting one moment control the whole day.
Now, let's move to another place where emotions grow very fast.
Work, school, meetings, group chats.
Ah, yes, the emotional playground.
Many people, many opinions, many small stresses.
And sometimes, one sentence can light a fire.
A joke that feels sharp. A comment that feels unfair. A message that sounds cold.
In those moments, emotions rise quickly.
We often react in the heat of the moment.
That means emotions are strong and we speak before thinking.
Your heart beats fast. Your face feels hot. Words come out too quickly.
And later, you wish you could take them back.
This happens to everyone.
Some people explode. They say everything.
Other people do the opposite. They say nothing.
They bottle up their feelings.
That means they push emotions inside and don't talk about them.
They smile. They say, it's fine. But inside, it hurts.
Both ways are heavy.
Exploding can hurt others. Bottling up can hurt you.
So what is the middle way?
Emotional control.
You still feel everything, but you choose when and how to speak.
Not never, not always, but wisely.
Here is a very small trick.
I like small tricks. Tell me.
When emotions rise, pause for one breath.
Just one.
You can even say, let me think about this, or can we talk later?
That pause is powerful.
It gives your brain time to wake up.
It moves emotions from the driver's seat to the passenger seat.
You are not ignoring feelings. You are guiding them.
For many learners, this pause changes everything.
Imagine you are speaking English at work.
You make a small mistake. Someone corrects you.
Your face gets hot. You want to stop talking.
With a pause, you breathe and continue.
That is self-control in action.
And each time you do this, confidence grows.
Now let's talk about something deeper.
Judgment.
People judging you, or you thinking they judge you.
Many emotions come from this.
Sometimes people put us in a box.
This is called a stereotype.
A stereotype is a simple idea that is often unfair.
Your accent means you're not smart. Quiet people can't lead. Mistakes mean failure.
These ideas are not true.
But if we believe them, they become heavy.
Like carrying a bag of stones everywhere.
Many learners stop speaking because of one comment.
This is where we need a thicker skin.
Growing a thick skin means not every word hurts you.
It does not mean you feel nothing.
It means you feel, but you don't stop.
Someone laughs at your English.
You go quiet. You feel small.
You think, I'm learning. I'm brave.
You rise above it.
To rise above it means you stay calm and don't enter the drama.
You move higher. You keep going.
Other people's words do not decide your future.
Slow emphasis. Your daily actions do.
Now let's talk about decisions.
Ah, decisions are hard.
especially when emotions are loud.
Listing: fear, doubt, other people's opinions.
This is where being decisive helps.
Simple meaning: decisive means you make a choice and stick with it.
You choose a study plan and follow it.
Reassuring, even when motivation goes down.
Here's a helpful idea.
I'm listening.
Clear. Separate feeling time and decision time.
Explaining. First, feel everything.
Example, write it down. I'm scared. I'm unsure.
Next step. Then, look at facts.
Calm. Ask simple questions. What do I want long term?
Result. Then, decide.
Important. After deciding, stop arguing with yourself.
Key word, support your decision with relentless action.
Simple meaning, relentless means you don't quit after two bad days.
Encouraging, you keep showing up.
Reinforcement, this builds trust in yourself.
Gentle reminder, emotional control does not remove feelings.
Strong but soft, it makes you the leader of your own life.
Warm closing for part two. In the final part, we will slow down and review key words together.
Friendly invitation. If you're ready, tell us to continue. Slow, calm, grounding. Welcome back. Let's slow down a little now.
Yes, take a deep breath. You've done really well staying with us.
We talked about many ideas today. Feelings, reactions, choices.
Now, we want to help your English rest and settle.
So let's do a small word walk together.
We will say some important words again, slowly, simply, with easy meaning.
You don't need to remember everything. Just listen. Let the words become familiar.
Ready? Let's begin.
First word, self-control.
Self-control means you manage your actions, even when feelings are strong.
You feel angry, but you speak calmly.
You feel tired, but you study for 5 minutes.
You can repeat softly. Self-control.
Good.
Next word, composed.
Composed means you look calm and steady on the outside.
Inside, your heart may be fast. Outside, your voice is slow.
Repeat. Composed.
Nice.
Next word, resilient.
Resilient means you don't stay down after a problem.
A bad morning happens. You still try again later.
Repeat slowly. Resilient.
Very good.
Next word, relentless.
Relentless means you keep going, even when it feels hard.
You don't wait for motivation, you act anyway.
Relentless.
Feel the strength in that word.
Now a phrase. In the heat of the moment.
This means you react quickly because emotions are loud.
You send a message too fast and later regret it.
In the heat of the moment.
Good.
Next phrase, bottle up your feelings.
This means you hide emotions inside and don't talk about them.
You say, I'm fine, but inside you are not.
Bottle up your feelings.
Talking is healthier than hiding.
Next phrase, grow a thick skin.
This means not every comment hurts you deeply.
Someone is rude, you don't stop believing in yourself.
Grow a thick skin.
Imagine protection around your heart.
Next phrase, rise above it.
This means you stay calm and don't enter drama.
Someone laughs, you keep going anyway.
Rise above it.
Very nice.
Next word, decisive.
Decisive means you make a clear choice and stick with it.
You choose a study plan and follow it for months.
Decisive.
Last phrase for today, power through.
Power through means you continue even when it feels uncomfortable.
You are tired, but you finish your task.
Power through.
Excellent.
Now take a moment. Notice how you feel.
Maybe a little lighter. Maybe more confident.
Remember this one idea.
Your feelings are real, but they do not have to lead.
You can feel nervous and still speak.
You can feel tired and still take one step.
You can feel hurt and still rise above it.
That is strength.
Here is a small practice for tonight.
Before you sleep, say one sentence about your day.
I was tired, but I powered through.
I felt nervous, but I stayed composed.
It doesn't need to be perfect.
Just honest.
If you want, share your sentence in the comments.
Others will read it and feel less alone.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for trusting us with your English and your feelings.
Remember, you are not weak for feeling.
You are strong when you choose your reaction.
Take one last deep breath.
Relax your shoulders.
You showed up today. That matters.
We'll be here next time to talk, learn, and grow with you.
This is Maya.
This is Daniel.
And thank you for listening.